Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, do you know how to get to Austin, Texas?
I don't, but I have an idea. Let's just use this swell map.
All right, this has been such a great week. I don't want it to end. Yeah. I don't want it to end.
I know.
It's so great.
And it goes by so fast, man. The Perfect Pops just fly by. They really do. And, you know, I want to give an update to everyone who's been listening this week. There apparently was just a small glitch in the post office. And today, my Paul Trapp Halloween CD did arrive.
Great. Okay.
So I got it.
I'm sure people were worried about that.
I know. They probably were. Well, one person in particular who listens every day from Omaha was worried about it. And I heard from him. And everything's fine now. It just was a couple days late.
So it's in time. You have it now in time for the actual Halloween.
Just under the wire. It's great. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, this is not going to be the best Halloween for people because, you know, of the circumstances. But, and I'm a little disappointed in that. I like the, I like handing out the candy to the trick-or-treaters. I think it's cool. I think when your kids, you may have the same situation. I think when one's kids get too old for trick-or-treating, then you like to pass out the candy and see the little kids,
right.
You know, in their costumes, and they're so excited.
That's the whole fun,
They get their little, you know, Kit Kat or whatever. It's fun, yeah. So what we're talking about in terms of the end of the week is this has been a Perfect Pop week on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we have heard from musicians who have made Perfect Pop picks. We have heard from listeners who've made some picks. We welcome others to contribute. We'll tell you about how you can do that at the end of this episode for a future Perfect Pop Week. The premise is simple. People just talk about a song they think is perfect. You know, it doesn't have to be their all-time favorite. Just, you know, any song. And as we usually do on these special occasions, you and I will also make another pick, you know?
That's
so,
right.
Again, it goes to the idea that there's not any one perfect song, but there's probably several that anyone could say, could pull out and say, I think this is really, you know, expertly done.
Yeah, and we get to pick every time because it's our podcast.
That's
and
right.
We appreciate your indulgence. And also, we're trying to do well. And I got to tell you guys, this one, I don't know. You know, the others sort of came easily to me, but I feel like, Jim, the picks lately have been so good.
I know. It makes
that
me
I'm
worried.
Like, well, I really got to live up to a standard here. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. You really kind of, you know, you sweated this one out. So.
I did. It was weird, man. It was
right.
Weird.
Let the listeners be the judge. They can judge you now.
So, okay. Yeah. All I'm right. Out there.
All right.
Yeah.
So who should go first here? You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first? Because
okay.
I've been sweating this out and thinking about a lot of songs, and I'm really curious because you said, I think yesterday, I'm going to throw you off here.
This is one of the more obscure songs that I'm picking here. And I know you said you have a lot of notes on your pick. And
yeah.
So, and I don't. So
okay.
I'll be pretty quick. So here's my pick. So let me give you a little bit of background. Several years ago, you and I went on a trip also with Mike Snyder and Jasper Colt and Steve Elfers. And we went to Austin, Texas. We went to South by Southwest down there in the Lone Star State. And it was so much fun. It was such a great time.
Yeah.
And while we were there, we were, you know, doing work for the previous media organization we worked for. And while we were there, we met up with Brian Ritchie from The Sword. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. We went to a guitar store and showed us around.
He's such a great guy. And The Sword being, you know, sort of a hard rock, you know, slash metal band. You know, when he made a recommendation for a band for me to see at South by Southwest, I was kind of expecting it would be in that vein, right? So he says, you know, if you guys are down here, you're going to go. And first of all, he was like, we asked him, like, do you go to the shows at South by Southwest? And he was like, oh, Lord, no.
Oh, hell right? No.
Yeah.
I'm staying as far away as possible.
Yeah. He lives in Austin and he's like, that's for the visitors, right? That's not for
you
me.
Guys.
It's too crowded, whatever. But he said, but if you're going to go see a band, go see my friend's band, The Octopus Project. And so I went to their show that night And I was just sort of blown away by how cool this band was. And getting back to where I started here, not at all in the same genre as The Sword. Not the same kind of thing at all, but much more sort of like electronic and experimental and kind of psychedelic and kind of this weird, fun kind of party vibe to it. And I had so much fun seeing this band. And while I was watching them, and I had never heard them before, but while I was watching them, this one song they played like really stood out. And I then ended up buying one of their albums, this album called Fever Forms, which came out in 2013, that had this particular song on it. And to this day, it's just, you know, one of my favorite songs. So to me, I'm going to include it as a perfect pop song because I just love it so much. All right. And bonus on this song, the song is called Sharp Teeth. Bonus, it includes theremin. You hear that theremin there, right there at the end?
Man, that was so great.
It's really cool. And that's one of the more melodic theremin lines you'll hear, too. That
absolutely.
You know, usually it's kind of like this weird craziness that's going on in the background, but that actually had like real melody. And she can really play it, too. Let me get her name. I've seen this band again since then. I saw them at DC9.
Wow.
When they came through, and again, I was really impressed when they played that song.
That's a heavyweight pick, Jim. That was fantastic.
The whole band, their whole sound is very like really kind of this cool vibe, and they trade off instruments when they play, and they also have done a lot of work for like indie movie like soundtracks and stuff. Mm. So they're like really good players. That. Yeah.
When that theremin came in, I was like, oh my God, did Kraftwerk just show up in the room? Like, that was so great, right? All of a sudden, this whole krautrock vibe came in, yet it still felt really tight. So, man, great song.
It's got that driving beat and everything. It's really cool. Yes, but it's got that sort of percussive electronica that like that's like Kraftwerk. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing it reminded me of was Stereolab, and I love Stereolab.
Totally.
Right? Love Stereolab, and that's all to me like a triangle. That was mind-blowing. That may be one of my top 500 songs all of a sudden.
All right. So anyway, the theremin is played by Yvonne Lambert. So there you go. Cool band, The Octopus Project.
I got to tell you, my pick, a song from my most important period, post-punk. And Jim, the song is by The Swell Maps, and it's called Let's Build a Car.
Let it fall apart, that's another more fool.
All right, this fall maps.
There it is. How about those guitars? Pretty good, right?
Totally fuzzy and loved it. And I don't know. I can kind of see where there's a certain band I know in Northern Virginia. Maybe they got some inspiration from this band.
Perhaps you are correct. Yeah, so if you'll indulge me just for a minute, here's a little history on the Swell Maps for those who may not know. And I'll say this, Jim, if you liked what you heard there on Let's Build a Car, or anyone did, you'll find that the sound is kind of that's kind of the basic, you know, framework for their stuff. But they add these weird twists and turns and little odd touches. And it's always just, you know, something that perks up your eardrums, whether they were spacing out on a long jam or drone or just kind of, you know, punking it up. So they're known as a post-punk band, but the two brothers who founded the group, named Kevin Godfrey and Nick Godfrey, went by the names Epic Soundtracks and Nicky Sudden. That last name, probably the best known of all the original Swell Maps. They also had some characters called Jowhead, Biggles Books, and Phone Sportsman, who they made these musics with. Their debut was 1977, the classic Read About Seymour. Covered by Wingtip Slip, which manages to be punk and not punk at the same time, really, is the only way to describe it. They had two albums from there, A Trip to Marineville, 1979, and Jane from Occupied Europe, 1980. And after 1980, mid, you know, sometime 80, that was it for the original group. They had two other singles during that time, which were Dresden Style, 1978, Real Shocks, 1979. And then there's compilations out there of stuff. I mean, they were very influential, at least to my mind, on bands like The Fall, GBV, Tall Dwarfs, who used simple or home recording techniques and a basic set of instruments to create their own, like, world. You know, they always seem to want to avoid repeating themselves and chase their creative instincts and more than anything else. So that's really the only thing they did. I don't think they sold very many records at all, even though Rough Trade, you know, distributed them. And I don't know if they recorded at home or, you know, like in a basic studio, but they sounded like they were always recording wherever it was. And the machines were always rolling and they were kind of going through and picking back the stuff that sounded good. And then maybe they would work on it again. And that's a template, I think, that is used very widely today and after, you know, their influence. But they really are, you know, just, I guess, one of my favorite DIY punk / post-punk groups. That's why I gotta induct him here in the Perfect Pop pantheon.
Well, I was noticing it says here that they appear on one of the Punk 45 compilations, which is an excellent series.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Series. There we go.
There it is. Real Shocks. That's their final single.
I was going to say, if anybody gets a chance, if you ever, and you can find these on streaming now too, these compilations, the series called Punk 45.
You've got some of those on vinyl or CD?
I have a couple of the CD sets. I have the ones that are Ohio bands.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Really cool, like Akron and Cleveland and stuff like that. But great series, amazing series where somebody has compiled just like really great, like a lot of 7-inches and stuff like that, you know, totally. Things that are hard to find. I'm noticing here that there's a compilation that Swell Maps are also on called Perfect Unpop. How weird is that?
That is weird. That may be something right there.
The Vibrators are on this compilation. The Monochrome set, compilation called Perfect Unpop. That's
right.
Great.
So, that's really perfect.
All right. Cool. All right. This was fun. This was a really fun one.
Super good.
All right. So there you go, peoples. Go check out those bands. Now, okay. One other thing I want to address before we sign off for the week. You kind of hinted at this about making a playlist with like 500 songs. So let's talk about this for a second here. So we're coming up within about a month or so on our 1,000th episode of Rock in the Suburbs. And what we decided to do for people, this is no cost to you and really no cost to us either, so it's perfect. It's a win-win. Is we're putting together the Suburbs Pod 1000.
That's
and
right.
What that is going to be a playlist on Spotify. I'll look in to see if we can also get it on some of the other platforms too. But yeah. So we'll figure that out. But for right now, we're compiling it on Spotify, and each of us is just putting together like 500 songs we really like.
That is correct.
And then we're going to combine that, merge that into one 1,000 song playlist. So
that's
you
right.
guys will have that out there and you can listen to it. And I think when you listen to it, you'll sort of mind meld with us and understand where we're coming from a little bit better if you haven't already over a course of 1,000 episodes. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I have 195 so far, Jam, and I feel very confident about this, you know, top 195. I mean, these are all sure locks.
Here's my, I'm up to 132 so far.
This is going to be big, man.
And it's really fun to put together because I'll just like, the way I'm kind of approaching it right now is either like a song will just come to mind and I'll put it on there, or I'll like think of a band I really like and then like, what is my favorite song by that band? Or sometimes it's like, what is the song that I really like that is underappreciated? Sometimes that's what I do too. Because if it's like a band where everybody's heard their big hits, then I'm like, what would be one that I think should get more attention, right?
Totally.
So I'll put that on there too.
All right.
Okay. Let's get out of here. So anyway, when we get that done, when we approach the 1,000th episode, when we get to the 1,000th episode, when we get that done, then I think the 1,000th episode will be that we're going to run through every song. Right?
That's
Is that
right.
How that works?
Yeah.
That's right. No, no, we'll just have that. We'll push that out there and people can enjoy it. That's all it is.
Well,
right?
You know, I've talked about this for a long time, Jim, but maybe 4th of July, we have bunting. We're at a used car dealership somewhere in the Midwest and we just do it for 24 hours and
24
run through
hours.
All 1,000. Yeah.
That's probably
Possible.
How long it would take, I think.
Yeah. Who wants to edit that?
Oh, here comes Shadow.
Oh, Shadow. Is he volunteering? There he is.
There he goes. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Anyway, this concludes Perfect Pop Week or this edition of it. We will do it again. Yep.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
If people load us up with songs that they want to us to play because they're perfect songs, all you got to do is call and leave a message and tell us why the song you pick is perfect in your eyes. That's fine. The number is
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or if you'd rather record a voice memo and email it to us, that is rock@suburbspod.com. And then when we get enough of those, then we'll put together another week.
And, you know, as we've said, we'll get to it eventually.
Yep.
We got a packed schedule. And I'll tell you guys, if you're listening to this episode and almost the end of October and you listen every day, consider just coming to our Hootenanny online. It's right. It's a Zoom thing. We just do it every Friday, Jim. And it's probably the most relaxed thing of all time. And we have a Halloween episode, a Halloween hoot coming up.
So here's the thing. This is what I'm going to say. So if you come join us tonight, you're going to really enjoy it, I think, because there's going to be people dressed in costumes.
Yes.
And it's going to be a whole Halloween thing.
Right.
I'm trying to work on a particular song. Hopefully I can figure it out.
It's going to be a lot
time.
Of fun.
But I think it's going to be really fun. So all you got to do for that is go on our social media or find our newsletter, sign up for our newsletter, and then you get the Zoom link, hopefully the correct one, and then you can... And then you just come on and just watch
if you want
and, you know, talk to us and have a good time. That's all very laid back. All right. Let's get out of here. Next week, we have a really cool couple patron episodes. I know that I've already recorded and probably by the end of next week, we'll get into more new music episodes.
So yeah, sounds right. good. And I will tell you guys, we'll talk to you soon in the Hootenanny.
Yep. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys later.
So you're sick to destroy. You got it in your hands. Can you help us? Can you understand? So you are yourself. So you are something. Everything I've seen. It doesn't change. Sometimes it comes to times that sometimes is over.
got 10, 12, 14, 15, 27 Police songs.